Joy McIntyre here, the Branch Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Joy, great to have you here. Thank you for coming in today to talk about stuff.
Thank you for having me. I'm always glad to come in and talk to you, Ted.
Library Express has been going well. It seems as we continue to open up a little bit more and get to things. How has Library Express gone?
Oh, it's been going really well, and we're always looking for new ways to expand our services. So what we have done, we started this week, was that you no longer need to have an appointment to come into the library. So you can just come during any time during our open hours, and we offer now curbside pickup during all of those open hours. So it's really expanded both the time you can be in the library and the time you can do curbside pickup. So whatever your comfort level is, we've been meeting your needs, hopefully, because now we've expanded the hours for both. So it's very exciting, and it's going very well. And we just always want to remind everyone as well that, right now we're not assessing any late fees either. So please come and check out lots of items.
Well, and I think, Joy, from people that I have heard that have used the library, it's kind of like kids who go back to school. There's an excitement about doing that. And I think it's the same thing with people that have been able to go back and walk in and use the library that way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I personally love to just go and browse the shelves and just, find something that kind of strikes my interest. So that is absolutely, a joy for me. I completely understand that. And we're taking lots of safety precautions, too, to make sure that we are keeping, our customers safe, our staff safe as well. Masks are required to come into the building, and also temperature checks. And, so we're really, trying to make sure we're following safety precautions as well.
What's the status right now of the meeting and study rooms?
Oh, it's exciting is that we're going to be opening them. So tomorrow you can start to make a reservation to book a meeting room or a study room. So those are now going to be available. And the great part is now they're also going to be available online. So you book it right online. And you just have to go to our website and ask about a meeting room, or you can just go straight to the website, librarypoint.org/room-request. And it takes you to an online form that you can then reserve either a meeting room or a study room. And it's a whole new system in that it tells you, you get a calendar right up front so you can know the availability of the room right there when you're making your reservation. And then so you can book your time and you can submit it. And then for study room, it's just automatically approved and you just come on in and use your room. For a meeting room, the meeting room manager or the branch manager needs to approve it. And then once you get that final approval, then you'll know that your room is booked for you. So we've just kind of made it so much easier to be able to book a meeting room or a study room. And, of course, you can still walk in and book a meeting room or a study room, or you can call us on the phone as well to book those rooms as well.
Boy, and just to have them available, Joy, now, is that really is another, really, to me anyway, is another big step, just because those rooms are needed for so many situations.
Absolutely, and that is what, we knew that, there was such a need in our community for a free meeting room space. I know there's other spaces that you can pay for, too, but ours are, ours you don't have to pay for. So that is what, we meet so many needs for groups that need to meet or for individuals that need to maybe do interviews or other things. I mean, those meeting rooms are used for so many different purposes. So we're so glad we're able to offer those again. And we have reduced capacity in the room, just like we do have in our branches. We have reduced capacity. So right when you go online to book, it tells you what the capacity of that room is. So you'll know right up front whether or not a room will meet your needs.
Okay. Okay.
The Virginia State has issued some new guidelines on that, you no more than 25 can gather. And so that is affecting our largest rooms, that is the limit on those rooms. is 25.
Okay. I wondered how that all fit in with the state regulations in the library. Yeah. The library is also...
The Fredericksburg Theater, that's 25 that you can have in there.
Okay, that makes sense. I know the library has been really involved with Wi-Fi hotspots and also Chromebooks in these times, and that's been a huge help to a lot of families.
It's something that we were able to do from thanks in part to grants from the Community Foundation's Community Relief Fund. We were able to purchase Chromebook computers and Wi-Fi hotspots that you can actually check out and take home. It is the most exciting thing, and they have hit the street, so they are available now. So you can reserve them or walk into a branch and check one out. We purchased about 29 hotspots and 42 Chromebooks, and we are hoping to expand that as well, and it's proven to be so, so popular. The hotspots especially are popular. They have just been all snapped up, and so right now I believe you do have to just place a hold to get one. Looking at the Chromebooks, we do have some available still in the branches that you could come in and check out. So obviously a Chromebook on its own doesn't have its own Wi-Fi, so you would need Wi-Fi at your home or wherever you were going to go use it to be able to use the Chromebook.
No, that has been a huge help to so many, and you just can't so many that don't have access to this kind of thing. So that has been a great thing that the library has been able to provide.
That is exactly it, because we do, now that we've opened, we have access. You can come in during Library Express to use our computers, but now you can also check out that Chromebook, check out a hotspot, take it home with you, and then also have access when you're at home. So I think that's perfect for so many of our community families. I know, so that more in the family can have access to a computer, because with simultaneous classes going on, everyone might not have the computers that they need. So that's perfect for students. It's just perfect in so many ways for so many folks. And I'm so glad we're able to meet that need.
Talk about an event coming up, Harry Potter Trivia Contest and Crafts. This looks fun.
I know. We're continuing on. All of our programming is virtual right now, so this is a virtual one. But, yeah, so fun. I mean, let's all think about Harry Potter and going back to, thinking about those books and how much fun they are. So, yes, it's going to be a virtual event where it's going to be a trivia contest. There's going to be some kind of activities going on, crafts. I'm not quite sure how that's all going to work, but they're going to make it super fun. And I guess it's a Yule Ball themed event. And so costumes are encouraged. So it's for all ages. And so, kids, teens, adults, families, everybody, just come on to that Harry Potter trivia contest Yule Ball themed event and have some fun.
Fun. Why don't you run down what's going on in youth services? Because I know there are a number of things.
Oh, sure. So, yes, youth services, again, they are just continuing on with doing all those fun virtual programs. They have their Grow a Reader classes, which are for preschool and young children. And so they've got the fun ones on Happy Thanksgiving is up now, so you can go watch that. And it's great because you don't have to sign in at a specific time to do the class. You can just watch it at your convenience. Online, if you go to our website, librarypoint.org/grow-a-reader. And so Happy Thanksgiving is up now. And then coming in December, our fun Countdown to Christmas. And I heard that Santa's going to make an appearance there.
Ooh.
I know, very exciting. And then also a Winter Wonderland themed Grow a Reader class. So they're continuing to make those classes available. They're just up on the website. You can watch them anytime. I also heard there's a really cute one right now up about goats and farm animals. So, it just looks so adorable. And our staff are really having a good time doing those. We recently had a teen stop motion video contest, and the winners were chosen. And so those are up on our website right now. So that's something if you wanted to go in and watch those stop motion videos. Lots of people, I think, are really excited about making their own videos nowadays.
Yeah.
So our teams got in on the action and they had a contest. And so those are up on the website to go view.
Okay.
And of course, you know, just as far as, another virtual class that's still ongoing, that's still super popular, is the virtual pause for reading. So that's where you get to have a time with a therapy dog. And again, it's just all online still, but you get to have a special time where you get to sit and you can read to a therapy dog online. And they're just such sweet little dogs. They just, you know, sit and they listen and they love to hear all about your book you're reading or just anything that you want to talk to them about. It's really a great program, that virtual pause for reading.
Fine. What about adult services?
So adult has, again, a whole host of online virtual classes that they are doing. So, you know, you can be checking in. It seems that there's a cooking corner. So we have coming up a recipe swap, which is, you know, bring a recipe and link to a favorite recipe on the website to share. So, you know, sharing family recipes, that's all fun. So right now that's on December 9th. That's coming up. The Spotsylvania 300 lecture series is continuing, and that's continuing virtually. It's exciting in that, you know, we are right here in Spotsylvania. They're going over all kinds of history about Spotsylvania in these lectures. The first lecture was super popular. Over 100 people attended, is what I'm understanding, virtually, of course. And the second one is coming up, and this is going to be featured Terry Daugherty, curator of the Spotsylvania County Museum, who will present on early Spotsylvania government. So you want to know everything and anything about how Spotsylvania was founded and the history, tune in to that lecture series. And that's going to continue on into 2021, all the way through May of 2021, these events.
Okay.
On the Spotsylvania 300. They also have, you know, lots of other classes that they have on Medicare 101. So that you can, you know that Medicare open enrollment is happening right now. And so, you know, definitely there's some folks there that want to help make sure that you navigate the ins and outs of the Medicare and getting the benefits you need. There is a self-publishing 101 workshop. So, again, that's, you know, we have a really strong writers group through the library, and they just had the writers workshop, which was, again, super popular online event that just occurred. So this self-publishing workshop is another way that we are support our local writers in there. And then we also have Mindful Moments with Ezra. So again, that's again another way that you can kind of think about ways you can recharge and just, you know, be mindful during this time. And then another fun thing we do offer is, I mentioned about the virtual pause for reading. We also have this virtual time with a therapy dog. And it's basically the same thing as pause for reading, very similar, but it's for grades 7 through adult. So because the virtual pause for reading is just for children up through grade 6. And the time with a therapy dog covers everybody else, grade 7 through adult. So again, it's, you know, folks with disabilities and their caregivers are encouraged to do this time with a therapy dog.
That just sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really sweet.
Joy McIntyre here, the branch services coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. I know as far as collections go, and there are a number of things that you have to highlight for collections, Joy.
Yes, so right now we've got definitely, if you look up on our website, we are, you know, really trying to make it so it's easy for you to find where the new titles are. And so just always know that you can go straight to our website, librarypoint.org, and if you wanted to go straight to the new titles, you can go to librarypoint.org/new, and that takes you right to where all the new titles are. And you can also see what the bestsellers are, place holds right there. So we just want to make it as easy as possible for you. And then the other feature that we always have up on our website is our book list that our librarians create. And so each month, our librarians share their picks of what they're reading, watching, and listening to in the staff picks section. So those are always fun to kind of go in and see, what do they kind of recommend for me to read? There's two new book lists that are up on there, books featuring people on the autism spectrum. And so that's, you know, just showing different glimpses of the experience of being on the autism spectrum. And those, you know, definitely include books for all ages and also fiction, nonfiction. And then there's another great reading list on feeling good and laughing hard, which I think, you know, we all need to you just have a light book,
boy,
something where we laugh.
Yes. That is what we need. Right there is the medicine, Joy, that we need right now, feeling good and laughing hard.
That's right. So just go out there and you can look at this book list that we have. It's for all ages. Again, feeling good and laughing hard. Again, it's always fun when you read a book and it just makes you giggle right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Your family can be looking at you, what are you reading? And you'll be like, this book is great. You need to try it out. So, yeah, so feeling good and laughing hard. So we're always looking for, you know, different ways that we can, you know, make sure that, you know, we're keeping things light and fun for people as well.
Yeah, yeah. Joining Friends of the Library is one way that that those of us in the community can really help out the library. And there's a lot of pluses, too, by joining Friends of the Library, I know.
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, so we are having a special drive right now through November 30th, whereas if you join, you get a little special membership reward for joining the Friends. And the Friends of the Library are definitely what they provide, like for our winter reading program, they provide the prizes for that. So you get, if you've ever participated in winter reading, how you get a nice mug or
yeah,
other gifts, you know, for reaching your reading goals. Those are provided by Friends of the Library. The same thing with summer reading. All of those prizes are provided by our Friends of the Library. When we've been able to offer special events, again, the Friends of the Library are sponsoring those over the summertime. I know this last summer was different, but we were able to offer it virtually. But when we have our a special performers come in for summer reading, those are all provided by our Friends. So our Friends support us in so many ways, and we really do want to encourage everyone in the community to become a Friend. And when you become a Friend, if you join at certain levels, then you get a special prize. And so right now at the $10 level, you get a very attractive window cling to put in your window that says you're a Friends of the Library, and or we're a Friends of the Library family. And then if you join at the family level, which is $20, you also receive a deluxe window cling. So yours is a little bit special and specialized to be free, that you're a family supporter. And then there is the Tobin Society level, which is $25, and you receive a very nice cobalt ceramic mug with the Friends of the Library logo on it. And then the Wallace Society at $50 membership, you receive a very fancy zippered tote bag.
Ooh.
On there. And so then there's the Cody Society, which is $100 membership level, and you receive both the zippered tote and the cobalt mug. So we're offering some membership rewards if you're signing up now. So we hope everybody does sign up and join. I mean, $10 for a whole year, that's really, you know, not a huge amount. And we would just love for everybody to become Friends of the Library and help support the library programming and other things that we do.
I know there's some employment opportunities existing with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library these days, Joy.
Yes. So we have been hiring in some few select positions. And right now, that's one of the new things, actually, that we were able to offer now, is that you can go and look at our employment opportunities online. We didn't have that pre-COVID, so now we do, where you can actually go see what we have open. And right now we are currently looking for a law specialist, and that's going to be at our Fredericksburg branch, and security officer substitutes. And so we have those posted right now, and there's a link to apply, and it's easy to do. And if we don't have any opportunities open, that page will still be up, and it will be give you an option to just submit your resume anytime. And there's a special website that will be included at applicants@curl.org, so you could just submit your resume anytime. And but, this is where we are. I'm able to put up our current opportunities that we have available.
We haven't mentioned librarypoint.org again is a great way to find out things. And the Facebook page, too. It's a very fun Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So Facebook, we have an Instagram account, Curl News Instagram account. And then yes, we have the library's website. And so those are all of our places where you can go to get information about the library. And yeah, we really try to be, you know, as engaging as we can on the Facebook page, our Instagram account. So definitely. And then we do push out e-newsletters to our customers. So we put those out through email. And so we send those out so we can let everybody know about the latest happenings of what's going on at the library, some books that you might be interested in, and just kind of give you an update on what's new.
Well, there is a lot new, Joy. I mean, the last almost half hour that we have been talking, new and just exciting stuff, and just the fact that just so much as things slowly open up, and it's exciting.
That's right. That's right. And that is, and we are just, you know, definitely expanding our services as we go along. Obviously, you know, we'll be always following what the state is requiring as well. So right now, though, you know, we're able to continue to expand, and so that is what we've been able to offer.
Joy McIntyre is the Branch Services Coordinator at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Thanks, Joy. We will talk again soon.
Thank you.